is a kind of enhanced mindfulness. As we do the work, not only do we remain alert to our stressful thoughts, the ones that cause all the anger, sadness, and frustration in the world, but we question them. And through that questioning, the thoughts lose their power over us. Great spiritual texts, Katie says, describe the what it means to be free. The work is the how. It tells you exactly how to identify and question any thought that would keep you from that freedom. It gives you a direct entrance into the awakened mind. A mind at home with itself will let you see the world through the eyes of someone who has woken up to reality, the radiant moment, the state of grace in which there is no separation and the heart overflows with love. 2. If you haven't heard about Byron Katie, here is some background. In the midst of an ordinary American life, 2 marriages, 3 children, a successful career, Katie entered a 10-year-long downward spiral into depression, agoraphobia, self-loathing, and suicidal despair. She drank to excess. Her husband brought her pints of ice cream and codeine pills that she ate like candy, and she ended up weighing over 200 pounds. She slept with a .357 Magnum revolver under her bed. Every day, she prayed not to wake up the next morning. And it was only because of her concern for her children that she didn't kill herself. For the last 2 years of this ordeal, she could seldom manage to leave her house. She stayed in her bedroom for days at a time, unable even to shower or brush her teeth. What's the use, she thought. It all adds up to nothing anyway. Finally, in February 1986, at the age of 43, she checked herself into a halfway house for women with eating disorders, the only facility that her insurance company would pay for. The residents were so frightened of her that they put her in an attic bedroom and booby-trapped the staircase at night. They thought she might come down and do something terrible to them. One morning, after about a week at the halfway house, Katie had a life-changing experience. As she lay on the floor, she didn't feel worthy enough to sleep in a bed, a cockroach crawled across her ankle and down her foot. She opened her eyes, and all her depression and fear, all the thoughts that had been tormenting her, were gone. While I was lying on the floor, she says, I understood that when I was asleep, prior to cockroach or foot, prior to any thoughts, prior to any world, there is nothing. In that instant, the 4 questions of the work were born. She felt intoxicated with joy. The joy persisted for hours, then days, then months and years. When she went home, her children, who had lived in fear of her outbursts, could barely recognize her. Her eyes had changed. The blue had become so clear, so beautiful, her daughter Roxanne says. If you looked in, you could see that she was as innocent as a baby. She was happy all day long, every day, and she seemed to be brimming over with love. She spent most of the time silent, sitting for hours on the window seat or out in the desert. Her younger son, Ross, says, before the change, I couldn't look into her eyes. After it, I couldn't stop looking into them. It took Katie years to learn how to speak about her state of being. She had no external context for her awareness. She had never read spiritual books or heard about spiritual practices. She just had her own experience to guide her, and all she needed was the inquiry that was alive in her. Katie's rebirth was more radical than the kind of conversion experience that William James documents in The Varieties of Religious Experience. So radical, in fact, that she had to relearn, or from her perspective, learn, everything about being human, how to function in time and space, how to break reality.